your life, your health, your network. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
Good morning and welcome to The Warrior Within, your guide to nutrition, energy, sex, and survival with Ori Hofmeckler. Health and fitness magazines are full of propaganda about how we should look and feel. But finally, to set the record straight, is your host, Ori Hofmeckler.
This is The Warrior Within. Good morning with me, my friend Marty and my friend Brandy.
Hello.
How are you?
Good.
Super.
Excellent. So, because today, listen, today the subject is tough. The subject today is survival. The title say the longevity genes, because right now it's on the news again. Again and again, it's on the news. And I think there was a program on 60 Minutes in which, amazingly, a couple of scientists believe that they found the miracle pill for longevity and youth. I think they were paid like a few hundred million dollars for this great invention. But this show is about putting the record straight. I cannot predict if there will be a miracle pill or not. All I can say is what I believe in. And I would say that I can predict in everything that I know that over 99% there will never be a miracle pill, and I will explain why. But it really makes me concerned, beside the promises of the miracle pill in this case, what it drives our society into. Marty, did you see, Brandy, did you see this 60 Minutes about resveratrol?
No, I didn't see it, but I know you and I had talked about
it. Okay, let me just give the background very roughly to the listener, those who didn't see it. This is not the first time that some scientists or so-called scientists who have been hired by drug companies say that they found a certain kind of compound. Listen to that. It's a compound. Not something regular, necessarily natural, not a combination of things, a compound that trigger what the so-called centurion genes that keep people slow the aging or even reverse the aging. But the story goes on, and they say, well, scientists discover that there are certain kind of a gene, which is called the longevity gene, that can be triggered by, guess what, by hunger. If you are hungry for a certain period of time, you would trigger a certain kind of a gene that will make you live longer.
They say how long?
How long, they didn't say, but that's an old theory that push many very educated people to create an organization which is called the calorie restriction diet, CR, in which people reduce the calorie consumption to about 1,500 calories and below, deliberately. And they believe that they're going to live longer because simply they are thin. You understand? They are thin. And there were some studies that were done on mice and have shown that mice on calorie restriction, severe calorie, were thinner and they live 50% up to 100%, twice as much longer as fat mouse, okay? Obviously, the element of exercise was not fully incorporated here. It's very isolated. One mice were overfed on, I think, a high-fat diet, and the other one were skinny on a calorie restriction. And the conclusion, man, if you don't eat much calories, you're going to live longer. But one thing they admit and overlook at the same time is the fact that hunger trigger this survival gene that promotes longevity. And from here, I'm just trying to sum up briefly the show. Then researchers, allegedly scientists, dedicated years to find what compound triggered these survival genes. And according to them, they found that it is resveratrol, the red pigment in red wine that appear in the skin of grapes. And that was the only compound that found to trigger the survival genes, the longevity genes. So you would say, and that may be the explanation why the frou-frou French live longer than we are, because they drink red wine, okay? We heard that before.
When they're hungry?
And well, that's a good question. Are they hungry? Well,
yeah,
here's
their
where
wine
the story becomes interesting, Marty.
They're drinking their wine when they're hungry.
Yeah, that's a nice idea. Here's the thing. Now they say, when resveratrol applied in high concentration to fat mice, actually they live almost as long as the skinny mice, in spite of the fact that they are fat slobs and they hardly move, okay? They put together a fat mouse on resveratrol versus a lean, skinny, active mouse, and the fat mouse had the same, almost virtually the same longevity. In conclusion, resveratrol pill will become a miracle pill. However, here's the last point. But taking natural resveratrol obviously is out of the question, because you cannot make money on this, Marty or Brandy. You cannot make money on just giving people something natural or centered kind of herb. Let's make a drug out of it. So now they took something which is natural and they are working on making it a drug. That means a synthetic resveratrol in very high concentration, probably that was never introduced to human before. And the conclusion, even though they say it made 60 minutes, they say now, yes, you don't need to bother. You don't need calorie restriction. You don't need to be hungry. Hey, you may even not need to exercise, though we recommend it, yes. But you don't need to, because you can take the miracle pill. And you're going to live as long as those who are exercising or are dieting hard. Okay. This is, even though, you know, they say it with reservation, they did say it. Mind you, the scientist who had the moon face, you know, kind of a roly-poly himself, definitely was smiling all the way to the bank, because they really bank a few $100 million on something which, again, in my opinion, will devastate society with wrong expectation, wrong lifestyle, and detrimental consequences. The purpose of this show is to discuss not just resveratrol, because that's an interesting subject by itself. And number one, is resveratrol, can this pill, synthetic pill, can be in any benefit? Second, is there any supplement that can promote longevity? Okay. And third, why constantly searching for one compound? What about combination of things, including resveratrol? Is resveratrol alone best, or is it best when it's combined with other things? Very hard question to reveal whether we are falling to the trap, another trap of a drug company, who can come with some promises that eventually coming with side effect. Marty, can you show me one drug that has no side effect, or that was not banned, or did not kill some people? I just wonder, because if there is, I'd like to know what it is.
Yeah, those are the placebo drugs that contain nothing.
Oh, yes, the sugar pills.
Right.
Yeah, maybe that, but even sugar pills, man, if you take too much of them, you know, there's a serious problem here. And I'd like to say one more thing before I go on. The topic here is longevity and rejuvenation. We're going to have today a very important guest. He is a very known herbalist who just came with a new book. It's called The Tao of Rejuvenation: Fundamental Principles of Health, Longevity, and Essential Well-Being. His name is Angelo Deruda, and I know Angelo. We talked a few times. I think the book is important. I mean, there is interesting philosophy definitely there. And though we have different opinions about how to apply things, I think it's important to hear other opinions, definitely beside mine or ours. I think we are sharing similar vision and similar philosophy, different applications. He will be a guest right after on the second segment. It's the same topic.
Well, we do have a caller. I just want to let you know, Ori.
Sure, put the caller on. That's fine.
Okay. We have Kevin calling from Oklahoma.
Okay.
Hello, Kevin.
Yes, I'm here.
Hi, welcome to the show. Do you have a question for Ori or Marty?
I do have a question for Ori. It's a little off topic, but I've been trying to get in for a couple weeks now. My question is the anti-estrogenic diet for a woman who is a breast cancer survivor who cannot take hormones, who also had a hysterectomy. Recommend it.
So you're asking me what should she do?
I'm asking you about the anti-estrogenic diet for a woman who has had a hysterectomy, whose body does not create, you know, estrogen like it did once.
Yeah, but at the same time, her body also do not create progesterone. And the progesterone elimination is total in this case. However, her body, through the fat cell, can still produce estrogen, which creates a serious problem. Even though estrogen production diminishes or reduces, it's still in excess over progesterone, which is completely annihilated after hysterectomy. You understand?
Yes.
So because estrogen level become lower, but the body still produce, and estrogen and progesterone virtually disappeared, women after hysterectomy are still prone to suffer from excess estrogen and cancer. It's a risk. I believe, and we have few cases, that she should consider taking the Estro-X. And if you stay on the show and listen, I will explain also why and how it relates also not just to the protection against cancer in this case, but to longevity itself. Okay? So, Kevin, you do your own research, check on this, but I do think that there may be a risk here of excess estrogen because elimination of progesterone.
Okay.
I hope that this answers your question.
That answers for me. Thanks.
Thank you, Kevin. We are going to take the first break. Then we shall have our guest, Angelo Druda, and we'll continue talking about the longevity gene and rejuvenation.
Opinions, options, answers. Voice America Health and Wellness.
Defense Nutrition has put together the ultimate tenacious fat solution kit, providing everything you need to help your body finally burn this tenacious fat in the belly and other areas. The kit features specially formulated cleansing products, metabolically enhancing nutrients, including vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, and herbs, together with great tasting meal replacement shakes in your choice of vanilla or chocolate. Also included is the Anti-Estrogenic Diet Book, with its simple and effective eating plan and more. Burn fat away for less than $10 per day. Free shipping on all U.S. online orders. Get your Tenacious Fat Solution Kit right now. Call 1-866-927-3438 or go to www.defensenutrition.com.
We eat more frequently than our ancestors, and we pay the consequences. In spite of dieting, we're getting heavier, weaker, and sicker than ever. Something is very wrong with our normal routines. The Warrior Diet stresses just that, adjusting the three most critical factors in human nutrition: meal timing, food choices, and food combinations. Based on survival science and historical evidence, the Warrior Diet sets the record straight. Learn from the leanest, meanest, and most powerful people in history. Discover the diet secrets of Alexander the Great, Helen of Troy, the 300 Spartans, and Julius Caesar. Order the Warrior Diet book at www.warriordiet.com or call 866-WAR-DIET. That's 866-WARDIET. Take advantage of the Warrior Diet nutritional supportive products to become leaner, stronger, and healthier. It's when you eat that makes what you eat matter.
Your life, your health, your network. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
You're listening to The Warrior Within, your guide to nutrition, energy, sex, and survival with your host, Ori Hoffmeckler. Need help breaking free of your fitness bondage? Is your diet failing to get you leaner and healthier? Take control now and call Ori toll-free at 1-866-472-5792. That number again is 1-866-472-5792. Now back to The Warrior Within. Here's Ori.
Okay, back to the show. With me here, Angelo Druda. Again, he's the author of The Tao of Rejuvenation. The book just came now by North Atlantic Books, Berkeley, California. I believe it's available in stores already, isn't it? Angelo, good morning, Angelo.
Good morning, Ori. Thank you. Thank you very much. It's great to be with you.
Is your book already available in stores?
The book is available in stores now, yes, Ori, and it's also available on Amazon.com.
Beautiful, and, beautiful.
You can also access it through DharmaCafe.com.
Mm-hmm.
So, the book is out there. It's hit the streets this week.
Okay, The Tao of Rejuvenation. I just told Angelo on the breaks, I just went over the book, and I really like the philosophy here. Each chapter has very clever quotes from people who put the mark on the history of human wellness. You know, it's very interesting. We don't always apply the same thing. I'm not sure we agree about everything, but I felt that it's important to bring Angelo. He's an interesting man and very knowledgeable to the show. And I do believe we share a very similar vision. And the subject today, again, is the longevity gene. Is there a miracle pill? What's your opinion about it, Angelo?
Well, I heard your intro, Ori, and look, the search for the silver bullet has been going on since the beginning of mankind. And you can go back to the earliest written documents that we know of, the Vedas, and they're talking about this silver bullet. They're talking about soma. And soma heals diseases, and soma confers long life. And over the years of our history, all kinds of adventurers and scholars have gone out in search for this silver bullet, for this soma. Nowadays, as you were talking about in your introduction, the search for the silver bullet is in the laboratory. Unfortunately, it's in the corporate laboratories, as you were pointing out some of the liabilities there. So the search for the silver bullet is a kind of little bit of magical thinking that we've inherited from our ancestors. It remains very powerful for us. I'm more in your camp. I'm more in your camp on the silver bullet thing. To me, what we do to create health is much more important than some search for a silver bullet. And my own point of view about the matter, and this was something that I learned from a great teaching master named Adidasam Raj, where he said basically the soma is in our own bodies itself. The human body produces a regenerative chemistry. And it's more important to find out how to unlock that regenerative chemistry in our bodies than to go on a search for some magical silver bullet.
But that's interesting. I believe in the same thing. But is there any kind of principle? Is there any kind of something that simply you can say to our readers that they should do in order to trigger this rejuvenating force or the longevity gene?
Well, there are all kinds of things I could say to your listeners as to what triggers the longevity gene and or the regenerative chemistry in the body is the way I refer to it. There are all kinds of things, and it's more about doing the right things, doing the things that cause the body to produce this regenerative chemistry. It's more about that than it is about any particular substance. So there are all kinds of things.
For example?
Well, for example, from my point of view, the thing that human beings can do that magnify the regenerative chemistry most profoundly is the matter of cultivating the blood.
What does it mean?
When I talk about cultivating the blood and all kinds of things that human beings do are going to is going to impact the blood. But when I talk about cultivating the blood, I'm talking about two things. I'm talking about blood quality, keeping the blood pure, keeping the blood free of toxicity, keeping the blood free of free radicals, keeping the blood free of those substances that stimulates the body's inflammatory system, because nothing is going to be more detrimental to the life of the cells and the life of the body than chronic inflammation.
Interesting. So is this the main principle, to keep the blood clean?
Well, there's two parts of it. Keeping the blood clean is one of the main principles. The second part of the principle of cultivating the blood is to make sure that the body produces an abundant supply of blood. Because when the body produces an abundant supply of high-quality blood, then the cells are being nourished, the organs are being nourished, the circulatory pathways are going to stay open, they're going to be full, the potential for stroke and embolism is reduced, and the endocrine system of the body is being fed by rich, pure blood. And it's the endocrine system, as you know, Ori, because you write about these things, it's the endocrine system that actually produces that magical hormonal cocktail that heals the body and keeps us strong and makes us feel well. So if I was going to say one thing that produces and serves well-being and longevity, then this whole matter of cultivating the blood is a place that I like to begin.
Very interesting. Definitely there is much more to talk about methods to clean the blood. What's your opinion about, because I'd like to react, and maybe you can stay on the show, we can create some kind of conversation, different kind of angles.
Great.
What's your opinion about genes activity? Is it something relevant, or we just need to concentrate on blood circulation and things will fix themselves?
Well, you know, I'm a practitioner of Oriental medicine, and the ancient doctors in my school of medicine, they knew nothing about genes. They knew nothing about hormones. What they knew, and they knew this through actual experience with treating thousands of patients over the years, they knew that when you kept the blood healthy, when you kept the life force in the body strong, when all the organs of the body ran in harmony with one another, the body healed itself. It stayed healthy. That's what they knew. And for the most part, that's what I know. Now, I know I saw a bit of that piece on 60 Minutes that you were referring to.
Right, right.
And I have my own suspicions about it, as you do. To be honest, I don't know. I don't ultimately know. But I suspect that if we do the things that keep the body healthy, then the potential to repair genes and to preserve genes, it's certainly going to be there, because we see that potential in the cell itself.
Yeah, there's a whole side of epigenome now that start to emerge in the last few years about gene activity as a result of what that we do, and gene inactivity and breakdown of gene strength as a result of dietary abuse or chronic stress, etc. However, I'd like to throw something so we can have some discussion here.
Sure.
One of the elements that bothers me is the idea that there is anything that can be done synthetic that can save our society. What bothers me is that all the evidence up to now have shown that nothing synthetic benefited human. In fact, I talked on the last show that even application of synthetic vitamins have shown to be detrimental to the body. Our body have never adapted to anything but natural, anything but derived from plant or food. That's what we have adapted to. And the use of food or herbs as medicine is as long as the human history. We don't even know modern date. We have not even one proof that synthetic compounds have shown to be not just beneficial, but to be applied to our body without side effects. Now, they claim to produce synthetic resveratrol, because that's the only way to make money.
Exactly.
And obviously, they have a lot of PR, and they will show, you know, this and that, high concentration. Let me tell you something about high concentration. High concentration could be detrimental to the human body. The recent research on application of synthetic vitamin E and vitamin C have shown to shutter muscle activity because of too much antioxidant. They are absorbed. That's the point. They are absorbed. Many people think that synthetic are not absorbed, so that's why it makes them inferior. No, they are absorbed, but they are not bioactive. They absorb like you know, you take a car and you put the wrong fuel and too much of the fuel, you can choke the car. So my point is this, and I mentioned it before, and I'd like to know about your opinion with this. What I put on my website is a simple question, is a simple quote. Not actively surviving is passively dying. We have to actively survive. And what I mean is the human being and other species have evolved to struggle with their survival, to be actively involved in their survival, not passively. We constantly interact with stressors. That's the way, that's the world we are built on. And we have an amazing program that compensates us for being involved in life, for taking ourselves the struggle of life. We already know that exercise causes metabolic stress and free radical reactive oxidant species, which theoretically damage the tissue and literally damage tissue, but it is the exercise that causes stress that improves your muscularity and, by the way, including blood circulation. So, what becoming clear now that the key for our longevity is control application of stress, lack of food, not abundance of food, the feel of hunger, the nutritional stress, the physical stress, as long as you know how to control it, as long as you know how to cycle, because everything in life is cycled, day and night, rest and action, you trigger mechanism in your body. You trigger mechanism that heal your body and compensate. Angelo, you can stay with us after this break. I'd like to hear your opinion.
I will do that. Thank you.
Your life, your health, your network. Voice America Health and Wellness.
Defense Nutrition has put together the ultimate Tenacious Fat Solution Kit, providing everything you need to help your body finally burn this tenacious fat in the belly and other areas. The kit features specially formulated cleansing products, metabolically enhancing nutrients, including vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, and herbs, together with great-tasting meal replacement shakes in your choice of vanilla or chocolate. Also included is the Anti-Estrogenic Diet Book, with its simple and effective eating plan and more. Burn fat away for less than $10 per day. Free shipping on all U.S. online orders. Get your Tenacious Fat Solution Kit right now. Call 1-866-927-3438 or go to www.defensenutrition.com.
We eat more frequently than our ancestors, and we pay the consequences. In spite of dieting, we're getting heavier, weaker, and sicker than ever. Something is very wrong with our normal routines. The Warrior Diet stresses just that, adjusting the three most critical factors in human nutrition, meal timing, food choices, and food combinations. Based on survival science and historical evidence, the Warrior Diet sets the record straight. Learn from the leanest, meanest, and most powerful people in history. Discover the diet secrets of Alexander the Great, Helen of Troy, the 300 Spartans, and Julius Caesar. Order the Warrior Diet book at www.warriordiet.com or call 866-WAR-DIET. That's 866-WARDIET. Take advantage of the Warrior Diet nutritional supportive products to become leaner, stronger, and healthier. It's when you eat that makes what you eat matter.
Your life, your health, your network. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
You're listening to The Warrior Within, your guide to nutrition, energy, sex, and survival with your host, Ori Hoffmeckler. Need help breaking free of your fitness bondage? Is your diet failing to get you leaner and healthier? Take control now and call Ori toll-free at 1-866-472-5792. That number again is 1-866-472-5792. Now back to The Warrior Within. Here's Ori.
We are back to the subject of what triggers longevity in humans, what trigger our survival gene, what are the mechanisms that heal us. With me, Angelo Druda, the author of The Tao of Rejuvenation, and Angelo is going to put his opinion, express his opinion,
yes,
to what did I just say. But we have two callers on the line right now, so we're going to take quickly the two callers. I apologize for the callers that we don't have too much time. I'd like to cover some stuff, but please call because we are going to address every question here. So, first caller.
Bryn from Cincinnati. Are you there, Bryn?
In his before the break, he talked about inflammation. And when you know that you have a high level of inflammation, other than the healthy oils and that kind of thing, what can you do to minimize that? I can't get the stress out of my life. So I know that I need to deal with this because I have injuries and so on. What do you do to minimize the inflammation since it's so detrimental?
I think both of us can answer you, right, Angelo? My opinion, first of all, follow an anti-inflammatory diet. Start with your diet. Drop anything that causes inflammation, particularly the red meat, and anything that you're reactive to. As for dairy, really need to check what kind of how they react, because dairy is a double-edged sword. In certain degree, it's pro-inflammatory, but in certain degree, it's immunosupportive. So a good organic dairy from grass-fed cows, for example, or whey protein from grass-fed cow, I think would be healing in this case, in case of a physical injury.
I use your whey. It's that
good, good. Now, I'd like you to increase the amount of vegetables and fruit, especially berries, and all greens. Anything, the greener things are, the more anti-inflammatory they become. Parsley, for example, cilantro, all of them could be very beneficial for you, okay? There are also anti-inflammatory herbs that you can take. We provide it in our detox kit. You can increase also amount of anti-inflammatory herb food like dandelion root, you know, asparagus. And also do the right physical activity. You want to keep the blood circulation in the area, and you've got to be patient. Make sure that your mineral intake is adequate. Enough calcium and magnesium need to be provided to the body. This is just on the headline. Elimination of pro-inflammatory food, okay? Most importantly, keep the diet, in this case, alkaline acidity, promote inflammation. I don't know exactly what this condition now, but drop vinegar or anything else that now causes inflammation, nothing fried, nothing sealed at that point.
No apple cider vinegar?
Not even, in my opinion, apple cider vinegar until we clear. I think creating an alkaline environment is very beneficial when you have a chronic inflammation. That's my opinion. What's your opinion, Angelo?
Oh, I think that's good advice, Ori. The one thing I would amplify in what you said is you really need to get your blood sugar levels under control. So I hate to be the bearer of bad news, but one thing that I've seen really increases inflammation levels is sugar intake and concentrated sweets. So one of the ways you can control inflammation quite strongly is by controlling your blood sugar levels. And there are some fabulous herbs. Ori mentioned a couple of them. There are many, many herbs and herbal combinations, which are powerful cleansers of inflammation. So I think the advice Ori gave you on this is quite good. And I am firmly in Ori's camp on this matter of supplements. I think the closer the supplement is to its original plant form, the more active it's going to be, the more effective it's going to be. And like Ori, I'm quite suspicious of the synthetic molecule. So I think that was good advice.
Thank you. Thank you, Angelo. Hopefully that helped a little bit, Brian, but if you have any more questions, don't be shy, email me, and we'll see how you're doing there.
I will. Thank you very much.
Okay, you're welcome. Thank you. Thank you for calling. Who's the second caller?
We have George from Pennsylvania. Are you there, George? Hello? George?
Yes, hello?
Hi, thanks for calling. You have a question for Ori or our guest Angela or Marty?
Okay. Hello, guys.
Hello, hi. George. How are you?
Hi. Hey, good. My last name is Ancient Greek. I thought Ori might appreciate that.
I definitely appreciate it. I like the name. Okay, so what's the question? I'm seriously liking the name.
I don't really have a question, but we're talking about longevity and resveratrol, right?
Right.
Yeah, I tried a little bit of resveratrol. I didn't really like it particularly. And we're talking about some strategies of how to, you know, reverse the aging process and expand the lifespan. I don't know what you guys think, but I started juicing with carrot juice and all sorts of alkaline juices when I was 13 years old. And I found that helps every once in a while to do like a juice detox. But I don't know exactly what's the best length of time. I mean, I've tried one day. I've gone as long as 3 days. And I've liked that. But what do you guys think as far as juice? I'm talking fresh stuff, organic, carrot, celery, parsley.
Well, just to answer your question quickly, I wrote already on the first edition of The Warrior Diet that vegetable juices and certain kind of even of fruit juices on empty stomach during the under-eating phase of the day is one of the most effective way to detox the body and recharge the body's energy. There is no question about it. Nutrient assimilation is fast. Digestive stress is close to zero. This is one of the best impact that any nutritional approach can do on your body. That means when you assimilate nutrients without digestive or metabolic stress, without paying the consequences, your body basically rejuvenates energy. A lot of energy is lost on digestion. Not something bad. We should eat food, and we should actually waste energy on digestion. However, for the purpose of rejuvenation, fresh juices, in my book, I really recommend to combine carrot with parsley and beets, all of them compound, and not just detox the liver, and they help with the kidney. They also nourish the body with amazing nutrients, from beta-carotene to chlorophyll, all of them amazing antioxidants, and nothing can match fresh vegetables or food. Nothing, not even a peel, okay?
You're here.
However,
I'm on the right track here.
Sorry?
So I'm on the right track here.
You're on the right track, but in my advice is the idea that you take a break every few months and 2 days or two juicing sounds nice. I just don't believe that we are built on fragmented diets. You should apply detox every day. Every day your body needs to detox. Every day. So even if you don't do juices, I clearly say that we are supposed to be fed on one main meal a day. Under eating during the day, this is the perfect time to detox the body every day during the working hours of the day. Digestion is not that strong. This is the time to apply juices of fruits or vegetables. So do it every day or every other day, rather than taking a break every few months and doing a 3-day juices, which could be effective, but not effective for a lifetime. You really want to apply it more densely and more frequently, and you're going to do better.
Yeah, your book is great, by the way.
Thank you, thank you. Angelo, do you want to answer this question with the juices?
Absolutely. I mean, look, these juices are alive, and the more you drink them, the better they're going to work for you. I agree with what Ori is saying. As an old professor of Chinese medicine said to me many years ago, if you just take the medicine and don't change the things you're doing that are creating the imbalances, then you're going to get minimal results. But if you take those juices on a regular basis, whole, organic, vegetable juices, then you're going to be detoxifying, purifying the blood, as I was talking about earlier. You'll be purifying the blood on a regular basis, And it's going to work. If you look at the work of Max Gerson, one of the early alternative pioneers in cancer treatment, he'd give his patients 8-9 glasses of fresh vegetable and fruit juices a day as part of their regime. So absolutely, you're on the right track. Just increase it.
Increase frequently, and remember, always do it on empty stomach. Do not let any other food compete with this kind of nourishment. The idea of, it's called juice fasting, the idea is that it is does not cause any metabolic stress.
How long would I do a juice fast? I know in the Warrior Diet, you recommend the first, was it 20 and 4, I think, 20 hours of fast, 4 hours of main meal.
No, that is kind of a gimmick that people misunderstood. The Warrior Diet is very instinctive. One main meal a day, which is supper. Whatever time that you decide your supper eat, that's where the supper is supposed to be. Traditionally, supper is when the sun goes down. So during the winter time, I would say it's something close to 5, 6 o'clock. In the summertime, it's later on. But, I mean, I survived in New York when I was living, sometimes eating like at 10 o'clock at night, 11 o'clock, even o'clock at night. It's never too late. So you fast longer. You under-eat longer. Fresh juices, vegetables or fruits can always nourish you. We never disappoint you. You'll never die, believe me, out of temporary fasting. And as we said before, hunger is a challenge to the body. Hunger and lack of massive amount of calories trigger a survival mechanism that have kept the human species alive on this planet for millenniums, okay? All you need in the 21st century is look humbly towards the past, not the proof. Not the future, to the primitive past that we came from, and follow things that are registered in the human body. And yes, being hungry or under-eating is part of the human survival. Humans will never survive on a frequent feeding. It didn't even exist 10,000 years ago when we reached peak development. So the idea of juicing on empty stomach during the working hour of the day is a great way to apply to your own biological program, apply a way of nourishment and rejuvenation. I hope that I answered your question.
I'm also a fan of the Warrior Milk.
Yeah, the Warrior Milk, it took me a long time to produce this shake, but thank you. It is derived from grass-fed cows that are not hormonal treated, and the principle of nourishment is very similar. Take it on an empty stomach, you get the best muscle nourishment you can get. Thank you very much, George.
Yeah.
And thank you for calling. We're going to continue with the next and I believe the last segment.
That's correct.
Yes.
Opinions, options, answers. Voice America Health and Wellness.
We eat more frequently than our ancestors, and we pay the consequences. In spite of dieting, we're getting heavier, weaker, and sicker than ever. Something is very wrong with our normal routines. The Warrior Diet stresses just that, adjusting the three most critical factors in human nutrition, meal timing, food choices, and food combinations. Based on survival science and historical evidence, the Warrior Diet sets the record straight. Learn from the leanest, meanest, and most powerful people in history. Discover the diet secrets of Alexander the Great, Helen of Troy, the 300 Spartans, and Julius Caesar. Order the Warrior Diet book at www.warriordiet.com or call 866-WAR-DIET. That's 866-WARDIET. Take advantage of the Warrior Diet nutritional supportive products to become leaner, stronger, and healthier. It's when you eat that makes what you eat matter.
Defense Nutrition has put together the ultimate tenacious fat solution kit, providing everything you need to help your body finally burn this tenacious fat in the belly and other areas. The kit features specially formulated cleansing products, metabolically enhancing nutrients, including vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, and herbs, together with great tasting meal replacement shakes in your choice of vanilla or chocolate. Also included is the Anti-Estrogenic Diet book, with its simple and effective eating plan and more.
Burn fat away for less than $10 per day. Free shipping on all U.S. online orders. Get your Tenacious Fat Solution Kit right now. Call 1-866-927-3438 or go to www.defensenutrition.com.
Opinions, options, answers. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
You're listening to The Warrior Within, your guide to nutrition, energy, sex, and survival with your host, Ori Hoffmeckler. Need help breaking free of your fitness bondage? Is your diet failing to get you leaner and healthier? Take control now and call Ori toll-free at 1-866-472-5792. That number again is 1-866-472-5792. Now back to The Warrior Within. Here's Ori.
Well, you know, we are coming to the same question. This is the last segment of this show, but it's a very important subject we're going to continue talking about because I really want to show the effect of exercise. We just start to touch the area of what really trigger our longevity again and again. It's important. It's never too much to talk about it. My statement is that we are pre-programmed to be engaged in certain kind of stress, and if it's in control, if we control that, this stress actually compensates us, whether it's physical or nutritional. Yes, lack of food, hunger is nutritional stress, and exercise is applied physical stress. In fact, we are compensating according to the intensity of the stress as long as we cycle it. Marty, you wrote a book, The Purposefully Primitive, which is all... Basically, it's almost like an historical perspective of people who reach greatness by applying almost inhuman stress. I know that you yourself participate in that. What's your opinion about this?
Well, now, exactly what is it? My opinion about what now?
Are we humans pre-programmed to live in kind of a primitive condition that we have to struggle with stress, physical or nutritional? Or are we thriving on peaceful nirvana?
Well, Ori, to be really honest with you, one of the first reasons I was attracted to your philosophy was your phrase, life in paradise should be rugged.
Yeah. With some text that we wrote together, I believe.
That rings very true.
In your book, you show people who basically deliberately put themselves under incredible physical stress, and the achievement that they receive, almost like heroic achievement, monumental achievement that they receive. You even show the schedule. Marty's book, The Purposefully Primitive, is available at dragondoor.com or thepurposefullyprimitive.com, right, Marty?
Yes, that's correct. Yep.
Very important book. This book is sitting here in my office, so I can always look at it because I'm telling you, it is not just a book. It's a book that documents exactly what I personally believe or what I believe nature did provide us with the capacity to excel and become extremely powerful when we deliberately understand who we are and we apply the right stress. We cannot just sit down passively and believe that by even moderate diet or whatever you think, you're going to heal yourself. This is just not happening. We are programmed to challenge ourselves. What's your opinion about this, Angelo?
I agree completely. We have to activate ourselves in relationship to life. The life energy in the human body actually magnifies when it is activated properly through proper forms of exercise. So I completely agree. You can look at studies of people who have gone beautifully pure diets, and they don't exercise. You can look at people who have excellent exercise regimes, but their diets are not so good. The people who are exercising actually turn out to be doing better. The body must be activated. It really must. It's about the matter of circulating and conducting this life energy in relationship to life. Personally, I get the greatest release and moments of the magnification of my regenerative chemistry during my exercise regimes. I can feel that release of rejuvenative chemistry most profoundly. And I know, Ori, as a martial artist, as an athlete, you know about these peak moments where the body's regenerative chemistry really optimizes. So absolutely, the slug is not the image of rejuvenation. It requires a real activation. And traditionally, all of these great traditional cultures and schools that studied the whole matter of bodily rejuvenation, they all had their unique forms of conscious exercise. You have Tai Chi, you have Qigong. From India, they developed Hatha Yoga. These were all forms of conscious exercise created to magnify the rejuvenative chemistry in the body. So I totally agree.
So thank you, Angelo. Just to finish this line, we are always cycling. Anything chronic can destroy us. Anything chronic. There's nothing in our life that's supposed to sustain itself forever. Things are changing and evolving. We have two nervous parts of nervous system, one that keep us alert and one that keep us relaxed and sleepy. There's time for action. There's time for rest. We need to know. There's time to fast, yes, and there's time to nourish and eat. Yes. We need to do both.
Yes.
And we need to learn the cycle of our life. Yes. Every flower, I said it before, is open to the sun, closed at night. Every species react to the planet in the right way. It's programmed within. It doesn't. Every puppy dog or cat that is born knows where he belongs. The program is within. And so do us, or so do we. But we must work ourselves. Our problem is, and we are going to talk in the soon future, we're going to have a special program about fear. And I'd like to introduce, I didn't talk about it before seriously, I'd like to emphasize on the important role that fear plays in our lives. But for now, it's important to understand that the front lobe of the brain, the area that makes us think, is a very, very slow area that not always reacts completely with our real biological infrastructure. Our biological needs are programmed deep inside. The front lobe, the area that we think, could be very confusing, very debating. We have to go through. We need the logic. We need the understanding. But we also need to understand there is something much deeper, some kind of thing that we inherited for many thousands of years ago as living things. And we need to follow that, and we need to understand it, but follow that and practice it. I believe, Marty, that when exercise is becoming very clear, if you don't know how to register in the back of your brain, if you don't exercise intuitively, if you think about every move that you do, you reach almost a state of paralysis, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. We know that from past history. I would be curious to see if what your guest opinion on resistance training is.
You have any quick opinion on resistance training, Angelo?
Well, the extent of my resistance training and understanding is really relative to the whole matter of Hatha Yoga and Qigong. And there's no doubt about it. I mean, resistance training, when it is properly done, is going to stimulate the regenerative chemistry in the body. Paramahansa Yogananda, who was a yogi from India that came to the West, developed a whole system of resistance training exercises for his students. And I know you guys are the experts on this, but I absolutely concur. I think this is all.
I'm just interested how, what kind of resistance did he develop? Did it involve any kind of outside force resistance or just body on body resistance?
It was more own body resistance. Yeah.
And where is it documented?
Where is it documented?
Yes.
Well, it was documented in the lessons that were produced by Yogananda. He produced a year's worth of weekly lessons. And the students of his path, of his yoga, were taught this whole system of a kind of isometric own-body resistance. He claimed that he had discovered this process in California shortly after he came to the West, and then he was noticing dramatic increase in his body regenerative chemistry by doing this own body resistance training.
Interesting. Yeah. Well, resistance training have most signs of benefits, especially on older individual, than any kind of training. And there is a reason why, but we don't have enough time to cover it again. We'll continue next week. Thank you, everybody. Thank you, Angelo.
Thank you,
Thank you, buddy. Thank you, Marty.
See ya.
Thank you.
We'll talk next week.
Thanks for joining us today for The Warrior Within, your guide to nutrition, energy, sex, and survival with Ori Huffmeckler. Join us each Monday for more Mythbusters and valuable advice on living a healthy, happy life. We'll see you next week.